Let's take it to the phones for some reason. Okay, we have a call. Hello, you're on Bit Radio.
Hi, this is Adam from next door. I'm in the office suite next to you guys.
Hi, did you mean to call? Hi, you're on Bit Radio. Did you mean to call?
Yeah, well, of course I mean to call. I know what number to dial. You guys are in the same office suite next to me. I just know your extension.
So
no, I'm trying to.
Adam, I don't usually say this. Like, you're on the air.
Oh, what are we doing?
What do you mean? What did you call about? What did you? We want to talk about sports. What do you?
I mean, well, there's a rather personal matter I'd like to talk.
Okay,
about.
So should I take you off? Do you want me to take you off the air, Adam? We can talk later.
No.
Okay, what's going on?
It's a matter of flatulence, for lack of a better word.
That's the only word. What's wrong with your farting?
Oh, I didn't mean to give you that impression. I'm sorry. It's emanating from the suite next door to mine. That would be your suite.
I haven't heard anything.
That does not negate the fart smell.
What's the issue? What are you suggesting?
A change in diet, perhaps, or
who's changed?
A visit to a doctor. I don't know. Someone in your office. Between the two of you, I would say.
The other one's a robot, so it's me. You're suggesting that I am that I'm farting all the time?
Enough that it's a problem for me next door. Yes. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so blunt.
Yo, what do you mean you don't mean to be so blunt? We're on the fucking radio.
Well, that's not my fault.
Yes,
it is. I
didn't
know that. Listen, you need to go to a doctor.
For what? My farting? I'm not farting over here.
You're not farting. Well, it's not any of us. Guys, we didn't make this up, did we? I mean...
No.
That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing else it could be. It's only fart smell.
It must be you.
Ask him how much he's farting.
The guys want to know how much you're farting. Because we...
Are you saying have I ever farted here ever?
I want to know if you ever stop.
This is insane.
Look, the guys and I, we can smell it. Some of the time we can hear it.
What does it sound like?
It smells like any metaphor you can...
Sound like?
Sometimes it's some... we get a lot of that, and occasionally we hear... some of those as well, and it's just perpetual. I'm sorry. Look, I don't want to blow this out of any more of a proportion than it has to. I'm not trying to embarrass you or make a big deal out of this, but it is distracting me and my guys. You are constantly farting. It is a perpetual problem. It has been for a long time, and I know it's you.
Fuck you. I'm not farting. Don't you think I would know if, like, shit was just flying out of my ass all the time?
I don't know who you think you are that you can get away with this stuff, or if this is some kind of crank call crap on the radio, but if you denigrate me and my dedicated mop mounters, I am done with you and your fart-infested office. Good day.
All right, you are listening to Bit Radio, and once again, it's time to take some calls. Hopefully, we'll get some people calling in to talk about what they've heard so far, have any questions maybe that I can answer from some of our past guests and experts, where you can go, where you can check stuff out. Can't wait to hear what people are enjoying our show. All right, we have a call on line one.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, you're on Bit Radio.
Excellent, great, listen. I have some questions about something I heard recently. Okay. I wonder Can you tell me what you were doing at 11:36 a.m. yesterday?
What?
What were you doing at 11:36 yesterday in the morning? Come on. Remember.
I was here and I...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was editing. I think I was editing an old episode.
Huh. Interesting. Well, what were you doing that very day later at 3:14 p.m.?
3
I've got it in my notes right here. 3:14 p.m. on the dot, precisely. What were you doing?
I was 3:14. I took a late lunch.
A late lunch? Indeed. At your desk or out and about?
In here. I don't really leave.
Well, a likely story. This is starting to add up.
Okay.
Can you tell me what you were doing at 10, 11?
What is
this very morning?
What's going on here?
I have been cataloging a collection of your farts, sir. They have made it so bad and distracting.
Holy shit, is this the guy from next door?
Yes, who else would this be? Who else? Are you farting in other people's offices? I would actually be a little hurt if you were.
I'm not. This is insane. This is insane. What am I supposed to? What? How do you have proof of these times?
I have corroborations from the folks I work with.
Yeah.
You hear them?
I said yeah.
They listen to your show. They're hooting and hollering now that we know that you are in fact a radio show. But me,
I never said I wasn't a radio show. So how can you know that for sure that it was me or that was the time you just writing down
1:34, 2:19, 4:18, 5:37. The list goes on and on exactly like this, sir. Don't play coy with me.
I'm not farting over here. Like, fuck you, man.
It has really become, it started as a problem. Now I can't even categorize it. My team and I.
Your mop team.
Yeah, what of it?
Yeah.
We have a very important job. We have to mount and couple 1,000 mops a day by hand at our desks.
Why
and
by
productivity.
Hand?
Do you have a machine that can count, that can couple fucking mops, sir? It can't be done.
I don't have a machine. Certainly a fucking mop company would have a machine.
Okay, I don't walk into your smelly office and tell you how to run a crank call radio show. Now, we have to affix plastic claws onto each of the threads. And we can't do that when we're suffocating and gagging in your gaseous byproducts.
I am not farting. If I get one more phone call about this, like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, you can stop the phone calls by stopping your butt. Thank you.
All right. It is time once again to go to the phones. We have a phone call. I wonder who it is. Hello, you're on Bit Radio.
Hey, man. It's Adam from next door.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel like I've really handled this improperly. And, you know, listen, I don't know if you know, but I'm a manager for a whole squad of guys over at the mounting and coupling department. And I was thinking about my behavior, and it's not how we handle the mops. It's not how I want to handle you.
Hey man, that's really mature. I'm glad that this was a whole bad situation, and I'm glad we got to do this on air. Like, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I was starting to think that if it really isn't you, I mean, you probably know your ass better than anyone, so.
Yeah.
It might be coming from the vents or a radiator or something. You know, it might be this god-awful building itself.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, I love mops, but I hate this office.
Well, I'm really glad you called. I'm glad that we can put this behind us. So I hope that we work well together. We don't work together, but I hope everything goes well for you. I hope you enjoy the show. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we can get you some T-shirts.
It's not my cup of tea, but best of luck to you.
Great. Well, thanks for calling. We won't talk to you soon, I guess. Thanks for your call. All right, next...
Hold on. What? Are you fucking with me?
What?
No, you what me? Your ass is singing right now while I'm trying to apologize to you. Are you fucking with me?
Are you fucking kidding, dude?
Are you kidding, dude?
I'm not farting. It's not me. It hasn't been me.
You have made a mortal enemy.
I'm not farting. You would hear it on mic right now.
We are not having a collective hallucination. We got one guy retching in a trash can.
I can't even.
There's no way this is coming from a radiator. Asshole.